Blog Talk Radio.
Word of mouth and referral marketing is the most powerful way to grow your business. But for many, just the idea of networking causes anxiety, fear, and perhaps a little frustration. Learn tips and strategies from networking experts from around the globe that will help you strengthen your networking efforts. Now, here's the once timid networker herself, Tara Schmeichel.
Welcome to the show today, friends. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm really excited about the show today because the topic of LinkedIn seems to come up with every face-to-face meeting that I have, every client meeting, every workshop that I do. LinkedIn is one of those things that people say, okay, should I be on it? If I'm on it, what should I do? How often should I post? Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And in fact, you may have even had some of those questions yourself. I recently read some LinkedIn statistics that really proved the magnitude LinkedIn has in a place to network online. For example, LinkedIn has over 332 million users. That's huge. Two new people join LinkedIn every second, and it's in over 200 countries. That is an enormous network. But how can you play in that field? What are the rules of the game to be truly effective? What do we need to do? Well, I asked my friend and colleague and my LinkedIn mentor, she probably doesn't even know that, to come here and share her expertise with you here today. Her name is Carrie Switala, and she is, like I said, a total expert when it comes to this. She is the Chief Creative Officer at Wild Fig Marketing. Her extensive background in marketing combined with her education and training and development it allows her to create the best environment for learning. She's helped so many small businesses with their own LinkedIn. She and I have done workshops together where I've watched people just in awe of the things that she says, and everyone walks away with a huge nugget of, usually multiple nuggets of information they're going to implement right away. Her ideas are bold and artistic, and I am thrilled to have her on the show today. Welcome, Carrie.
Well, thank you, and what a great introduction.
Well, it's only the truth. So thank you for joining us. I really am excited, and I know you and I have talked about doing this for a long time, and I'm thrilled to be able to bring you to my listeners.
Well, thank you, and thank you for the opportunity as well.
Cool, and you're welcome. So first of all, I know you have a following who are probably listening, but for those who don't know you and don't know what you do, could you share just briefly in a minute or two what it is, what your business is, Wild Fig Marketing, and explain about that Wild Fig, because I think that's pivotal in the way that you help your clients.
Sure. Basically, I am an email marketing strategist. So I am a LinkedIn trainer. So I work with small, medium-sized businesses to help them stay top of mind with their current customers, as well as attract new customers. And I primarily do that through email marketing, automated marketing campaigns, and LinkedIn strategies. So the evolution of the Wild Fig was actually created when I had to go through a renaming of my company. And I thought, you know, at the end of the day, what is the message or what do I want to do and what do I want my logo to say? And it came back to building roots, you know, or digging and creating deep roots with my customers. So I help them figure out how to deepen their relationships with their current customers so that in turn those customers become lifelong customers and they kind of branch out and start referring new business to them as well. So that is actually the essence of the Wild Fig tree. It's got the deepest roots of any tree in the world. So that's where Wild Fig was born.
I love that story. It's so amazing. And that is exactly what you do. I've witnessed it with your clients, but I've also enjoyed some of those perks myself. So thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. So we're talking about LinkedIn, and a lot of people are, you know, kind of have that feeling of, should I be on it? Shouldn't I? So in your opinion, yes or no, should a person be on LinkedIn?
Yes, most definitely. And it really doesn't matter either if they're, you know, if their business is more business to consumer focused versus business to business. There is a place for everybody on LinkedIn. It's just that how they use it might be slightly different, and the benefits to them might be slightly different. But yes, there's definitely a place for everyone really to be on LinkedIn and utilizing it.
So are there two different ways that a person could go if they're business to business or business to consumer?
Well, it's,
or is it
really
pretty much the same?
Yeah, there's a couple different ways. So, for example, if you know, a chiropractor, they definitely have more of a business to consumer type business. For them, you know, to be posting information about, you know, the benefits of chiropractic care is a good thing, but they can also be talking more specifically about how it impacts, you know, small business owners and things like that. And they might find that the best way for them to use LinkedIn is really to reach out and find new referral partners that could help, you know, send a stream or a continuing stream of business their way. So they might use it a little bit different versus if they're business to business, posting on LinkedIn on a regular basis might be all they need to really draw in potential business.
Okay. Well, that's good to know. So if a person is going to use LinkedIn, one of the things that I hear frequently is I don't know all these people who are trying to connect with me. I mean, why should I connect with all these people? In my experience, when we're networking, if we're viewing this as a networking opportunity, we don't go to a networking event and only talk to the people that we know. At least we hope that that's not what we're going to do. We do look to meet new people. So when it comes to networking on LinkedIn, are there kind of some rules of thumb when it comes to connecting with people?
You know, that's a great question. My general rule of thumb is I actually connect with everybody because and I know that there are other people out there and probably other LinkedIn experts that might go, I don't know about that. But you never know who someone else might know. And mm-hmm. some of my top clients have actually come through, they were a connection of a connection. And mm-hmm. so one thing people don't understand is when someone's doing a search for your business or your title or your industry, the only way that you will appear in their search results is if you are a first, second, or third degree connection or you're in a group. So really, the more people that you connect with, you're expanding your reach and your potential to draw in new prospects.
Okay. So I know I personally have kind of my own little rule is if they don't have a profile picture, I don't connect with them, or if they don't have a first and a last name. Typically, if I recognize them, you know, who they are, you know, without the profile picture, that I'll still do that. But if they don't have a first and a last name, that's kind of one of my things that I think, oh, it might be somebody just trying to do whatever. Have you found any things that, you know, when you're connecting with people that you kind of stay away from?
Yeah, that is something. I mean, I do look at the name and I do look at the people before I connect with them. But yeah, if it looks like they're missing a lot of information, like they don't have their name seems kind of, you know, kind of strange or out there, and then they don't have a picture. You know, that picture is that first kind of thing that establishes trust. So if I know them and they don't have a picture, fine. But if I don't, I'm a little bit less likely to connect with them because maybe they're not as serious about, you know, being on LinkedIn or using it for business purposes.
Okay. All right. So that's good to know. So if we're talking about networking, can we really build a relationship with someone that we've only met on LinkedIn? I mean, is that possible?
Yeah.
How do we do that, Carrie?
It's much like anything where networking in person, too. You have to start to kind of slowly build that relationship. And sometimes I see people kind of making the mistake of, you know, if someone accepts your connection request, that is an invitation that they absolutely want to do business with you. They're just saying they're open to the connection. So from there, you really need to have a couple, you know, knowing who your ideal client is. And if you're connecting with someone, having a couple steps in place to start building that relationship. So you want to make sure that you're giving and before you're ever asking to receive or to set up an appointment. So what it might look like from my perspective is if I connect with someone that is a good prospect for me, I might send them an article that I've written or that someone else has written that I think might be helpful to their business. And so it's just something like, hey, I saw this article, thought this would be a great, you know, bit of information or might benefit you. And then the next communication might be, you know, a week later where I reach out to them and say, you know, one of the things I'm most passionate about is connecting with people. You know, take a look through my connections on LinkedIn and let me know if there's someone that you'd like to, you know, for me to introduce you to. That's definitely something that not many people are doing. So,
well,
yeah. If you incorporate that into your strategy, you can determine, you know, how many things you want to give or how many touches you want to have before you request, you know, either a meeting or a conference call. So it's really up to, you know, up to you, but those are a couple different examples of things that you can do.
I really appreciate you saying that because one of the things that I get all the time, it seems, is, you know, you get kind of an automated message, you know, that someone
right.
says, you know, thanks for connecting with me. Here's all my stuff you can have if you want it, but here's what I do and here's how I can help you. Sometimes it seems a little bit disingenuous or, you know, like I'm not special. I bet every one of the 100 people that person just connected with probably got that very same message. And so
right.
what I'm hearing from you is that you make it a little bit more personal, that it is a personal way that you're moving forward with the relationship rather than just a blanket autoresponder type
Definitely.
Of a deal. Okay.
Yeah, and I'm glad you brought that up because there's – oh, sorry.
I was just going to say, go ahead.
If you are going to connect with someone, you know, it's like going out on a first date, you know, which for some of us might seem like that happened a long, long time ago, but there is – you know, you have to establish some rapport, and if you can, you know, if you can set the stage by instead of using the canned, you know, LinkedIn, let's mm-hmm. you know, let's join or let's get connected, you can actually tailor the message and send something that's a little bit more customized. And what that's going to do for you is someone, you know, the person receiving that is going to go, wow, first of all, I didn't realize there wasn't you didn't have to use the canned message, or wow, that person
right.
really stuck out to me. So even from that very beginning of that connection request, you have an opportunity to kind of set yourself apart from the others that are reaching out to that same connection.
I love that. And I could go on and on asking more and more questions about that
yeah.
because it is one of those things. But we have other things we have to get to. And so maybe we'll probably have to do another show, Carrie. Rats.
Yeah, sounds-
okay. So if I'm one of the things that I also appreciated that you were saying was that we want to be able to practice that giving attitude when we're building that relationship, which is something that we do in person. So if
mm-hmm.
I want to help someone else, how can I help them? How can I help others with LinkedIn? Let me put it that way.
You know, one thing, if people are, if you're doing a one-to-one or having a networking meeting with someone, mm-hmm. one of the things that I try to do is, and naturally as part of the conversation, it's going to evolve like, hey, you know, what can I do to help your business?
Mm-hmm.
I'll actually go ahead and show them how to go in and look at their connections or look at my connections and see how they can search through my connections to find, you know, I might ask them, who's a good referral partner for you? And then I'll go into my connections and I'll search for that specific category, so if it's a photographer or web developer, whatever it might be, and then I'll show them all those results. Is there anyone here that you'd like to connect to? And that same approach can be used if you're, you know, if you are having a networking meeting with someone, why not do your research ahead of time and take a look at who they know and who they might be able to introduce you to, and now you've just made it a lot easier for them, too, to be able to give you a referral as well.
Right. And for those of you who are listening, you know this is something that we talk about almost every single show, is that we want to make sure that we are doing a little research with the people that we're meeting with because, you know, it helps them, it helps the whole meeting go a little bit smoother if we know a little bit more information. But like Carrie said, it allows us an opportunity to help them. And when we help others, it always comes back, whether it's from that person that we're helping or someone else, but it'll always come back our direction. Okay, so Carrie, then what about us? How can we benefit personally from, you know, we've kind of touched on it, but how can we get more referrals and how can we build our business and actually potentially increase our revenue through the relationships that we build on LinkedIn? Is there a way we can do that easily or comfortably?
definitely. So two things to kind of ensure that that happens is, number one, you need to have your profile, your LinkedIn profile, set up to attract your ideal client. So you need to put their glasses on and take a look at your profile and, you know, is it speaking to them? Is it speaking to their pain points and what's going on in their world? And if you read through your profile, you know, through their eyes, would you hire you? So that's one thing that's really, really crucial. So that'll help getting the right people to kind of self-select when they come and they see your profile. The second part of that is, truly, I only spend about 15 minutes a week on LinkedIn, which is a lot less compared to many other social media networks. And the only caveat there would be is if I'm writing a blog article, that's obviously going to take more than 15 minutes. But if you can take 15 minutes and set aside, just being consistent, whether you're posting once a week or twice a week or five times a week, as soon as you start getting out there and getting some, you know, good, relevant content that you're sharing out there, it will naturally put you in front of more people. It will lead to new connections, and it will also lead to more prospects and people reaching out to you because they see you as, you know, kind of elevates your status. They see that you're contributing and sharing information that's relevant to them. So naturally, they get kind of drawn in by that. So it doesn't have to be a major time commitment, but what you need to do needs to be consistent.
I appreciate that you were saying that it only needs to be, for some of you are listening are like, oh my gosh, I've got to spend all day on LinkedIn now. But Carrie said 15 minutes a week. That is awesome. And so, Carrie, when you say 15 minutes a week, you're talking about over, you know, cumulative, right?
Right.
And approximately,
right.
Of course. Okay. So,
yep.
So it varies to a person's, whatever their goal is, if they want to post something, like you said, once a week or three or five times a week.
Exactly. And there's a couple other strategies that I use as part of, you know, how I prospect with LinkedIn. So I might, you know, go on for 5 minutes here, 5 minutes there, and 5 minutes another day. But I never really spend more than 15 minutes because, let's face it, we're all busy,
yeah,
and we need to be out, you know, selling and marketing our,
yeah,
business too. So.
Oh, that's a relief, and I'm sure I heard a sigh of relief around the world as people heard that they don't have to spend their whole day on LinkedIn. It's just not
good,
as fun as
good.
other yeah, it's just not as fun as, you know, something like Facebook or Twitter or Google Plus, even if someone's active there. So, okay, so Carrie, one of the favorite things that is on our show is the one thing. And so if our listeners were going to do one thing that would make a difference, in your opinion, what would that be?
Hands down, to set up their LinkedIn profile to attract their ideal client. If they do that, that will really start to have a huge impact on their business within a short amount of time.
And so are there like three things that they can, like top of the list things that they need to make sure are right there?
Yes. They need to make sure they have, their headline, you know, their title that appears after their name, making sure that that's clear, it's concise, it makes sense to people. A professional photo without someone else's arm, you know, popped out of
their
there.
yeah.
Yeah, or their dog. And I love
the
those.
Beach shot.
And then, yeah, exactly. And then the other one is making sure that summary really, really stands out. So if it's almost like getting someone to read your book. You know, if they were to go shop for you, they would look at the cover, they'd look at your photo and the title, and then you want them to kind of start continuing to read through your LinkedIn profile. So those three pieces, that summary is kind of the next piece that kind of captures their attention and either causes them to go, wow, this is someone I need to know. Or, you know, or maybe they continue to read and maybe you become, you know, kind of plant the seed for them and they reach out to you later down the road.
Perfect. Thank you so much for sharing all of your wisdom
welcome.
With us today. This was great. And I'm like, oh, man, I can't believe our time is up already. So thank you for joining us, Carrie. I am serious when I say you have to come back for another show because there's so much more that we could get into because I know today was just the tip of the iceberg.
Definitely. I would be happy to do that.
Awesome. And for you listening, thank you. I hope so much that you were able to find some things that maybe increase your desire to network on LinkedIn and to maybe go at your approach with a little different eye. Some of the tips that Carrie gave us were very good, and I especially appreciated, you know, just go set it up and have your profile set up for your ideal client to look at that and to think, yeah, this is the person I want to work with. So thank you for joining us. Without you, there wouldn't be a show, and so I appreciate you very much. To stay current with what's happening with the Once Timid Networker, you can find us on Facebook, as well as on my website, theoncetimidnetworker.com. I hope that today's show has helped you to look at networking just a little bit differently, and hopefully we've given you some tools to be able to use LinkedIn a little bit more efficiently and a little bit more effectively. Thank you so much for listening, and I wish you a lovely rest of your day.
This has been a production of OTN Enterprise. Thank you for listening. For more information, visit theoncetimidnetworker.com.